Good morning again. Let me start the update. Welcome everybody. Just a couple of technical issues. The call is being recorded, including your questions. Should you have any, will be recorded. Will be published on our investor relations website shortly after this call. At the end of the commentary, if you have any questions, please feel free to either on your screen to press the raise hands button. That way, we'll be able to unmute you, or press star 2 on your phones to ask a question. So, welcome everybody. I would like to give you a quick update on, like I said earlier, on the first half 2007 financials and on a business update for the third quarter of 2017. So starting with the financial update, in first half of 2017, we have experienced a solid growth, progress of key projects, especially the iconic projects that we have in Warsaw, the Warsaw campus, the Warsaw project, which includes Warsaw Tower and Warsaw 1 and 2, all together over 140,000 square meters, including the European Union's to be tallest tower upon completion, and in Bratislava, the whole Twin City and Nivy zones, which includes one of the largest shopping centers in Bratislava and a whole new business district in city center of Bratislava. So those projects are progressing well according to the development plans, and they are obviously key drivers of our profitability for the following years. We have achieved a net profit of 34.5 million, which is in line with our business plan. Year on year, nice increase, but it needs to be said that first half 2016 was negatively impacted by the depreciation of especially British pound after the Brexit referendum. Despite carrying our largest acquisition in the first half of this year, we keep very solid cash position. You might recall that in the first half we bought one Waterloo project in the United Kingdom, a very core location next to the UK's most busy train station in the very heart of London. For which we paid just short of 250 million pounds. Despite this significant acquisition in the first half of the year, we keep a robust cash position of roughly 5 to 7% of the total balance sheet. We would definitely like to continue with this strategy as per our financing policy to keep a significant cash buffer on the balance sheet to serve either future acquisitions or basically operational needs. The balance sheet was slightly up by about 1.7%, and that is despite the deconsolidation of HBRC Reef Investment Fund that has caused this deconsolidation meant that assets worth almost 184 million have left the balance sheet. The history of this is, as you may recall, we have an investment management business that is investing third-party money on behalf of its clients. And due to a stake that our group has historically held in the fund, the IFRS rules dictate that we had to fully consolidate this fund. So that means that our balance sheet has historically been inflated by this asset, and obviously we had a minority interest provision on the liability side, on the equity side of the balance sheet. Due to disposal of this stake in this fund, we were able to deconsolidate this fund. So the assets or the balance sheet side has declined by 184 million, roughly. Part of our third-party debt has also declined because we were also consolidating the fund's liabilities and also the equity position. This is now all gone off the balance sheet. Despite this, our balance sheet has grown due to the progress of the aforementioned development projects, which more than compensated for this for this deconsolidation. In terms of new acquisition, I've mentioned the biggest impact on our financial position was naturally the One Waterloo acquisition. We are we are in the progress or in the process of increasing our acquisition pipeline in both the UK and Central European markets. But in terms of the sort of realized acquisition, the One Waterloo was the most notable one. In terms of commercialization, first half of the year has seen us signing 67,000 square meters of new leases. Again, well in line with our business forecasts and a very good achievement, which on an annualized basis would be one of the strongest results in the history of this company. In terms of funding, we were able to keep tapping the debt capital markets. We have managed to issue 10-year bonds in Slovakia to the tune of 45 million euros, and we also continued the Polish bond program to the tune of roughly 52 million euros. And we also exercise a call option on our historically first ever bond tranche in Poland, where we redeemed roughly 33 million of the existing existing bonds. In terms of divestments, in the first half of the year, we signed an LOI to divest the last logistics project that we had on our balance sheet, Lovosice, in Czech Republic. And Gdańsk second phase, so projects B, C and D in Warsaw. These transactions are both progressing to complete by the end of the year. What needs to be said is that we are nearing, literally as we speak, we are nearing the practical completion of 33 Central in London, which is the iconic project which we forward sold to Wells Fargo. Following the practical completion of the building, we will complete the divestment transaction to Wells Fargo. So coming back to key financial highlights for the first half, 34.5 million net profit, 41 million operating profit, slightly lower than the first half of last year. But again, driven by good progress on commercialization of our key assets. Namely, I would point out the Twin City Zone, Twin City B, Twin City C, and even Twin City Tower, all in Bratislava. The progress on Nivi Mall and Nivi Tower, which we achieved in the first half. Same way, progress on the Warsaw Complex. In terms of sort of negative impacts, we had a small negative revaluation impact by the Polish zloty and Czech crowns, and due to roughly 10 million due to higher capital expenditures on one of the London projects. The total to balance sheet, I already mentioned, slightly up to 2.15 billion from 2.11 billion at the end of 2016, despite the 184 million deconsolidation of the HBC REIF investment fund. Total shareholder return standing at 2.8% versus a negative almost 2% for the first half of last year. But like I said, hard to compare these figures due to last year's figures were having been impacted by the Brexit pound devaluation, and a sort of a modest increase in the NAV to climb to 1.24 billion versus 1.22 billion at the end of 2016. In terms of our financial policy, we have been able to improve optimize our capital structure, with the net debt leverage slowly climbing to the target 35%. As of first half, we were at 31.6%, which, like I said, is we are good progress to achieve our target ratio. This is obviously significant increase compared to the year-end 2016 figures, which had been impacted by a significant divestment program during last year, and a solid cash position that we maintain. In terms of P&L, I already mentioned the 41.4 million operating profit during the first half. Main drivers, again, I already mentioned the Twin City Zone, Warsaw in Poland, in Warsaw. In terms of negative impacts, that was the appreciation of Polish zloty, Czech crown. We also record P&L impact on the disposal or the deconsolidation of the fund and some other non-core divestments to the tune of 20 million. Naturally, I forgot to mention, we recorded about roughly 15.7 million of NOI income, which this NOI income has also been impacted as due to the deconsolidation of the fund business. We obviously, from a consolidation perspective, the NOI part of the fund was also deconsolidated from our balance sheet, so our NOI has decreased by the NOI that belonged to the fund, which was roughly 9 million. In terms of the consolidation of the fund, I already mentioned the rationale. Due to divestment of our stake in the fund and the IFRS rules allowing us to deconsolidate the fund, we are keen to be able to deconsolidate the fund. This way, our balance sheet will be purely reflecting the existing business of development and income producing that we fully own, the fund is now fully deconsolidated, and we are not planning to increase our shareholding in the fund, so we're not planning to be forced to consolidate the fund again in the future. Despite this deconsolidation, the overall balance sheet we managed to slightly grow. In terms of the quarterly business update for third quarter 2017. I'll start basically from the logical the sequence of our business model. So in terms of acquisitions of new projects, we have not made any new acquisition in the third quarter of 2017, but we are intensively working on several acquisition opportunities, focusing as of this moment mainly on Germany. But to a lesser extent also on the UK, where we see significant bargain opportunities post the Brexit referendum and with the increased uncertainty over the sort of the Brexit situation, and we are also looking at a number of especially large scale projects in Central Europe. In terms of, I can't comment as of this moment naturally on any of those on those situations or those opportunities, but we will make full disclosure whenever we have reached an agreement. Commercialization of our assets, the income producing part of our balance sheet consists of 15 projects with 377,000 of GLA. And a value of roughly 1.1 billion at the end of the first half of the year, which includes assets in Slovakia, in Czech Republic, in Poland, and also in the UK, due to the fact that actually the One Waterloo acquisition at this moment is a standing asset which has income, so it falls into the categorization of income producing part of the balance sheet. And we envisage this to be the case for the next potentially 2 to 3 years when we are repermitting the project and until we start demolition. So the income producing part of our balance sheet has grown to include the UK asset as well. In terms of the development part of our balance sheet, we have 11 schemes currently under construction with some 420,000 square meters of GLA upon finalization, with end value, so gross development value, exceeding 2 billion euros. And these are projects, again, ranging from Poland, Warsaw, namely the Warsaw complex, the Twin City and Nivy zones in Bratislava, 33 Central, still as of this moment, is characterized as under development because the practical completion is to be achieved literally in the next coming few days, with 20 Farringdon and Cooper and Southwark, so all three projects under construction in the UK. And we have also started the Agora Hub and Agora Tower in Budapest in Hungary. In terms of progress on commercialization of our assets, the third quarter has seen us signing 17,000 square meters of new leases or renewals. Most notable ones, the SAP in Metronome in Prague, but also Hub, which is a co-working complex, and a number of other tenants across various our assets. In terms of financing, I already mentioned that we are working hard to optimize our capital structure and increase the leverage on the balance sheet to come as closely as possible to the 35% net debt to total assets target, standing at 31.6% as of first half, means we are on a good track to reach this target, and obviously we have been working hard to tapping both the project financing as well as the capital markets to increase the leverage on our balance sheet. I already mentioned that we have issued a record for us, first 10-year bond, so the longest funding in our history, with 4.45% coupon rate and 45 million notional amount. We have continued the Polish bond program, which has a 4.5-year tenor and a coupon of 4.2% over WIBOR, which when swapped into euros means an all-in 4.05% cost to us, with quantum roughly 52 million. And we have repaid the first tranche, 33 million of the first Polish bond. Here I would maybe make one comment in line with our funding policy. What we aim to be doing in terms of funding requirements going forward, we are working hard to extend the duration profile of our funding. So to the extent that we will continue tapping capital markets, we will be tapping mainly the longer dated maturities. We'll be aiming to issue 6+ years papers, and we will probably not continue tapping the shorter maturities. This is again a sign that we are approaching slowly but surely. We are approaching the target capital structure, and we want to be more picky, so to say, in terms of what funding we take on board for the sort of last few remaining percentages of the. Until we reach the targeted debt amount, and we would like to focus on the longer dated maturities to extend the duration of our funding, to be a little bit more conservative on the financing policy. In terms of divestments, I have already mentioned the two transactions that are ongoing. One is the sale of Lovosice, which is well on track as of the end of third quarter, and should complete by the end of the year, and so should the divestments of Gdańsk Business Center C and D. Both of these transactions have started earlier on, and they are on track to complete by the year end. This will be probably the only divestments that we will achieve this year. But we are as of this moment working on additional divestments, which as of this moment I can't comment on because we haven't reached commercial agreements. In terms of completions on the development side, In third quarter, we have completed West Station 2 in Warsaw, which reached 63% occupancy upon completion. We expect practical completion of 33 Central literally in the next couple of days, like I already mentioned. We have managed to obtain permitting or zoning permits on the Burakovska 1 and Burakovska 2 in Warsaw during the third quarter. In terms of the service line, which again deserves a bit of a comment, we see the service lines of HBRIA as a significant driver of future growth, be it either the internal co-working platform, which we call HubHub, or our space consultancy, which operates under the Origameo brand, or some of the other sort of strategic service initiatives in terms of flexible leases and asset management initiatives that we have. We see them as a significant driver of future growth, in line with recent trends in the industry, where we see operators like WeWork, the Office Group, and similar to grab significant market share. This is a trend that we definitely want to capitalize on. That's why we have been working hard to establish these service lines, and we actually see the workspace as a service or the flexibility and the shared economy playing ever more increasing part in our product mix. So we can proudly announced that the HubHub co-working complex has opened two new locations, one in Bratislava, one in Warsaw, and added 3,400 square meters to its portfolio. Again, this is a business line that we want to grow very significantly, even to locations where we do not, as a group, operate yet. So the service platform, the service part of HBRIA is not tied to the physical developments of HBRIA. So we see this growing outside of our existing portfolio to buildings that we do not own or operate, and also to markets where we as a developer aren't necessarily present. So this is perhaps just deserves a commentary. So. That's sort of a key business update from myself and sort of the key financial update for the first half. I would like to open the call to any questions you might have. Again, to ask questions, please either hit the raise hand button on your screens or press star 2 on your phones. Or alternatively, you can use the chat application on the Cauliflower website. Okay, there seem to be no questions. So unless you have any questions, or if you have any questions, please feel free to hit the raise hand button or star 2 on your phones. We'll have one or so more minutes, and then if there are no questions, we will conclude the update. Okay, there seem to be no questions, I would like to thank you for your participation, and we would like to conclude this presentation. Should you have any additional questions afterwards, please do not hesitate to reach out to us, either to me personally at marian.herman@hbrevis.com, alternatively our investor relations website, or email at ir@hbrevis.com, or alternatively reach out to myself or any of my finance colleagues, and we will be happy to come back to you. Thank you very much for participating, and I look forward to meeting you personally or seeing you next time. Thank you very much, and goodbye.